Okay, we'll go ahead and call the common council meeting to order. It is 6:32 p.m. on Tuesday, April 12th, 2022. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On the minutes, I think you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a quorum. We don't have enough votes for the minutes from our last meeting, so we will table that till we have one. So first up is the rezone for address of 1126 South 50 East, Nathan. I'm sorry. I'm all discombobulated. Roll call, please.
Okay. Weigel, absent. Varga, absent. Middleton.
Present.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
Rezoning for 1126 South 50 East, Nathan.
For the record, I'm here too. So, yes, Nathan Builder, planning director. Brad Graber, who's the owner of the business, wasn't able to come tonight. He's pretty great. So, if you do have questions for the owner, then this one can be pushed off. And I don't think that'll affect the overall project. What this is a request for rezoning from the existing R3 to local business. It is the old UAW Hall property. UAW was sold to the current owner a few months ago, and he is looking to remodel the hall into an architectural design business. That's what we do. It is architecture design. I believe he's going to have no more than 12 employees. I think currently they have 6, but he wanted to make sure he moved it pro. No exterior changes to the property currently, and if there were, then of course you'd have additional development plan approval through the planning commission. LB is being sought because of the proximity to residential. It's kind of shoehorning it in there. GB allows for a wide range of pretty much any sort of commercial, including larger stores, department stores, supermarkets, and so on, auto sales, auto service. Local business doesn't do that. As you know, we don't really use LB very frequently in town, but in this case, it seems like a good fit. Planning Commission sent forward a favorable recommendation with a vote of 8-0, with Chip being absent. So, any questions for me?
Questions regarding the rezone?
I guess one other thing too, the actual zoning ordinance, if you wanted to include anything about remonstration or annexation or anything like that, that may be a conversation you want to have with the owner. And if you wanted to include that into the annexation or rezoning ordinance, that might be appropriate, may not.
Yeah.
Marcia can get some guidance on that too. But since this is not immediately adjacent and contiguous, can't be annexed.
Do we know if the property already is served by utilities?
The hall.
It doesn't have public sewer.
Correct. It is on septic, but the water is the one that I'm not sure of.
Okay. And neither Kip nor Shoda is here. Yes.
There's water available on 50 East, but I just don't know if it's headed inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only question, obviously, the reason I'm asking that question is that if you know, if future development happens in that area, certainly we would certainly welcome that property to come into be a part of the city. Because it's disconnected, I don't know that it makes as much sense right now, but I do think in the future it'd be great to have them as a part. Again, assuming that nearby properties would also be annexed in at their request, just to be clear. I don't know. Thoughts from the council?
The only thing I noticed right away was just that it was
regular housing space kind of around there, but it's already been a different use kind of property.
Sure.
So as much as I wouldn't want us to be spot zoning, I think like it's probably appropriate there.
Yeah, the UAW hall was operating essentially as a legal non-conforming. Previous zoning codes treated lodges and fraternal organizations as allowable under residential districts. Our current code it's not explicit, but I would interpret it that it doesn't allow that in the residential area.
I know currently he doesn't plan on using it building, but is he planning on doing like demo houses itself since he is a home construction house along three models? Is he going to want to put more properties, like buildings actually on the property?
No, he is architectural design. They don't do construction, they won't have materials or anything like that on site. So the septic field that's there is also constrained. So until they get city sewer, they won't really be able to do much of anything else.
Okay, I was just curious because I looked at his actual, like his website and everything yesterday and I saw like all the home buildings.
This is for design.
Okay.
That was brought up during the discussion and at the council meeting for the city, and it was acknowledged then and there that this would be all basically office environment, that there'd be no temporary storage, no sheds, no barns, because they're going to draw something that somebody else is going to build.
I guess I'm also just pleased that that building's going to have some kind of useful life as a business. So.
Yeah. And it may trigger some new opportunities.
Okay. Any other questions or thoughts? Thank you, Nathan. So in front of us is that ordinance 2022-11. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny for the discussion. All those in favor show for the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2022-11 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-11, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R3 multifamily residential district to the LB local business district.
Questions about the ordinance? Have a motion to approve the ordinance on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Walt for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move it to second reading at the next meeting. Thank you, Nikki. Okay, Nikki, I'm going to put you in here. So next up is Nikki Keister from Columbia City Connect.
Hey,
my
name is Nikki from Columbia City Connect. I'm just here to give everybody a brief overview of what's going on. So we're still doing all the things that was introduced to you by Leslie, the Thomas Marshall Plaza upkeep, the flowers downtown, cleanup day. We did a fundraiser, and we have bike racks coming into downtown. Those should be in before our first Friday. We have an e-commerce grant program that we're offering to downtown businesses, and we're also partnering with the EDC for business seminars. We have our events. Our first event coming up is First Fridays, but we had Cabin Fever, and that went pretty well as well. So the thing I wanted to introduce that's something new is this downtown, there's a downtown walking tour, and we've partnered with the Whitley County Historical Museum and the high school, the audiovisual department at the high school. And so what it is, there's 10 stops, and they've written a narration. So Pam Cook at the museum wrote this book. I brought it with me in case you guys haven't read it. It's so good. It's called Around the Square, and it's all the history of the square. So all the buildings, who's been in it, what did it happen to it. There was a fire that took out a whole bunch. Anyway, there's a lot of things. There was a Tommy gun fight downtown. So what happens is there's 10 stops, and Pam Cook and Doug Clark got together and they wrote the narrative. So you take your phone, or if you have an iPad, once we get Wi-Fi downtown, and you go to This Is My First Stop, and it somehow talks to your phone, and it reads to you the history of the building that you're standing
cool.
in front of.
Yeah.
And so it would also have inside the app pictures of the way this book is full of pictures. So it also have pictures of the way the building looked or the owners or the ads that it had. So that would be in there as well. So it's pretty exciting. I'm really happy. So the History Center has helped write the narratives, and they're finishing those up. They're finishing up the picture aspect, and then it's going to go over to the audiovisual part of the high school, where they are going to read the narrations and upload the video and the text that goes with it, and that will be in 10 stops. So we really envision this happening, like it could be a date night, like come downtown and visit 5 stops and go get some ice cream, or some schools could use it with their iPads. If, once we get the Wi-Fi, then they can walk around, and it's like a little self-guided tour, or you could do it on your own. You know, with COVID, everything is social distance, so you can really do it on your own anytime. So that is the newest project that we're working on, and everything else I think you already know.
Is there a timeline for when that project will be completed?
Well, the narrations are finishing up, and they will be done by Thursday and over to the high school. So then they've never done it, so I don't really know. Hopefully by the end of the school year, these kiddos can finish it up, but
awesome.
I'm not sure.
That's very cool.
So soon as soon.
Nick, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the fire department, 1938, they found old film from downtown Columbia City back in 1938. So I don't know if that would have any overlap to what's in the book, but did you put that on, Jessica?
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, I think it's
on YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just letting you know, there's some history out there that was in the attic of the fire department, and that Hybodex. Before he was born, took it, and it's been going ever since. So.
All right, good. I don't know if they put that in there specifically, but that's good to know.
Yeah.
Nikki, the downtown cleanup day, can you talk just for 2 seconds about
that
and kind of what the response has been, if you guys are getting responses or, you know, obviously, even though, you know, we have a whole 9 people watching this right now, but, you know, what that looks like.
Sure. The downtown cleanup day, there has been some response. It hasn't been an overwhelming response because most people, I don't think, want to come downtown and help pick up. But it has been good. It's been good to talk with business owners. And it kind of, even if people don't participate, I had one specific business owner say, "Ooh, what are you doing now? I should probably like sweep up the sidewalk real quick." So it kind of brings an awareness of people are coming downtown for First Fridays. It's time to kind of spruce up a little bit, wash your windows, and you can come help if you want. So it's been a good response.
Good.
Not an overwhelming response, but a good one.
I think Little Red and I will be there.
Great. Max Green and Jonah.
Oh, well, then we'll definitely be there.
Yeah.
Question to Nikki? Thank you.
You're welcome. And
appreciate
this picture happens to be the 1923 cleanup crew. Right there is the courthouse.
Nice.
You can see the background. Thank you, guys.
Nikki, I got a question.
Yeah.
Do you say you have an email for all the downtown businesses?
We do.
Because when Kelly and I coordinate with that sweeper coming downtown, it might be a good idea if they swept all their stuff
out so that we can pick it up.
Right.
It's a good idea.
So, just a thought.
Yep.
But we'll get to that date when we're going to do that.
Great, yeah. And we'll
probably sometime next week. But
okay, sure.
So not a lot of notice, but.
Yeah.
I have a quick question, Nikki. I guess a quick response for you. And I forgot to do it when you did the street closing, but you asked about extra dumpsters in my email.
Oh, yeah.
Those, we actually got extra dumpsters now. And those will all be put out for you. And also, I think we put them in a pile. You put them where you want out here. The other one was how many you wanted left for Farmer's Market, and that's just 2 right there as you drive into the up to the courthouse.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Thank you.
I think I got all your questions answered.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Which actually, that reminds me, I know this is something we really don't have to do online, but can we, there's a couple of ramps, sidewalk ramps, that have a fair amount of dirt on the dirt and debris left over from street plowing and stuff. Do we have a brush or something we can push that out? So like, for instance, next to the jail at Main and Market, there's some there, and there's a couple of different intersections that have a fair amount of that, of just leftover debris from the street plowing that Kelly left on the corners.
So Kelly,
hey, I got a backpack blower I'll bring in, somebody can use.
Say what?
A backpack blower.
Well, I thought we had something with a brush, but maybe we don't.
Yeah, and I might even have him get a hold of the community service workers.
Yeah.
They're always trying to find something to do.
So. Well, I just feel like if we can push into the street when we're going to have this sweeper anyways, we might as well try to utilize that rather than doing separate projects.
Troy used to get that, like the corners too, like where them bump outs are, and you got the corners. A sweeper can't actually get to those, so he would try to blow that out too. So.
Okay, so next up is the phase two electric rate adjustment, and you may remember that last year, you approved a two-phase rate increase for the electric department, and as a reminder, this was the recommendation by the Utility Rate Advisory Board, and certainly by you all, was to kind of do the two-phase approach to kind of ease it in, also keeping in mind that we had not had a rate adjustment for the electric department in over a decade. So this was kind of an easing in, if you will. I can get Sean on the phone. He's coming back from a conference right now, if you'd like. But I can also tell you that the plans have not changed. We've not dramatically increased the amount of customers or anything like that. So I think the recommendation that we have is to continue moving forward. You don't actually have to vote on it necessarily, but I know that you wanted to at least kind of have a discussion or an opportunity for a discussion at that point. So I wanted to make sure it was on the agenda because the council had requested to discuss that before the second phase hit to have that discussion. So
that buzz.
Yes.
Set up to be, it's on the next billing cycle.
Okay. Has Buzz been in to talk about that request?
No, we didn't have any requests from him.
Okay, but I'm just talking about the rate increase.
Yeah, I mean, I know that Sean has had conversations with Buzz just to kind of do a monitoring. I will say the one other thing is that obviously, we track it throughout the year, but have we gotten our final year end?
It's coming Thursday.
That's what I thought. I thought it was coming up here. So the year end report you all should be getting in your box here in the very near future. But again, because it's scheduled to be on the next bills, I wanted to make sure it was on the agenda at the very least. So if you do have conversation pieces there, we can do that.
And one other thing. I guess it was Board of Works that has approved all this electrical upgrade stuff, which is Sean's trying to figure out how we're going to pay for it unless we do a bond issue or something.
Yeah, so I'm going to give Sean a call real quick just to see. Well, that's not going to work. I thought it was. Yeah, there we go. See if I can get on the speakerphone. Hello, sir. I'm going to put you on speakerphone, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay. Sean, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the question was asked by Walt. I think I answered it, but if you have a different answer, feel free to do that. But Walt had asked if you and Buzz have been in communication since the last increase to kind of determine whether or not we kind of needed this second phase or not.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversation being that with the supply chain demand issue we're having with prices skyrocketing, not only are we looking at this phase that we already previously approved, but we may have to start looking at next year's rates as well immediately to try to make some adjustment for that as well. As a lot of people know, everything, you know, most things in my field have gone up between 50% and 60% in cost in the last year. So it's becoming a struggle to complete these projects that are mandatory, you know, especially the AP project. We don't have an option to not do that. So we're going to start looking at next year's rates and hopefully keep those that rate increase as low as possible or do none at all if possible. But it's all going to depend on, you know, the nature of the market and what our utility rates from IMPA have continued to be consistent. It's just the cost of material and the cost of doing business is on way up for our utility.
And I know, you know, one of the things I know that this council has talked about that I'm very supportive of is the idea that yearly we take a look at across the board, and instead of waiting until the last moment to do a major rate increase, that we look at incremental adjustments every year so that it's something where we don't have to, I hate to pick on Mike, but, we don't have to raise sewer rates by $18 over a 2 or 3 year period, right? That we have incremental over time. And so I do want to let you know, this is a little side conversation, but I do want to let you know that I've already had conversations with Baker Tilly to kind of put together a proposal for what a kind of multi-year phased, rate schedule adjustment would look like, so that, again, it's something that we're keeping up. And again, the idea is not that we would go and raise rates every year or anything like that, but to really look at what our needs are, look at what future projects are, and then instead of waiting to the last minute, doing those incremental reviews and incremental adjustments along the way. So that doesn't necessarily deal with this specifically, but it could be a scenario where if the numbers aren't looking great, that could be taken into account as well. Obviously, nobody likes increases. Nobody wants to increase utility rates. But the other side of that also is that at the end of the day, we owe it to our ratepayers, we owe it to our citizens to not run our utilities into the ground, put them in a deficit where we really have to do some real damage at that point. So,
well, that was my intent. The mm-hmm. question was, I support what we need to do to operate the business, but we're constantly digging out of the hole if we don't look at it maybe a little farther than where we're at.
Oh, absolutely.
So
100% agree.
That's
And you guys on the council did a lot of hard work to get the exit from the IURC years ago. A lot of great work was done there, and to not reap the benefits of leaving the IURC by making those small incremental increases just defeats the purpose of all the hard work you guys already did. And I think ultimately, we can make adjustments to where we're at financially, but we just need to stay on getting our financial reports and studying those make sure we're getting those regularly, because I haven't seen one in months now, so we're just waiting for that final to come in. So that's going to help a lot as well.
Yeah, and before you got on the phone, Sean, Rosie said it's coming in, what'd you say?
He'll be here Thursday.
He'll be here Thursday, so we should be getting that report. And to be fair, just so you all are aware, we have scheduled our annual utility rate advisory board meeting sometime, I believe, in early May. I can tell you here in a second. May 9th. Will be our annual utility rate advisory board meeting in this room at 6 p.m. So just so you're aware, they'll be looking over these utility reports as well, and giving some recommendations potentially, maybe not, just depends on what they feel. Does the council have questions for Sean or anything about this? Again, you don't really have to take any action. I guess unless you really want to, you've already approved both phases. But again, I wanted to honor your request at that last to have an opportunity for discussion. So
yeah, and again, we know in the last 6 months, a lot of things have changed across the country, and there's nothing that's going down. Everything's going up, and I just want to make sure that we've got our bases covered.
Yep.
And Sean, Sean, council and all, everybody's doing a great job monitoring the expense of operation, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. Goodbye. Okay. So, is there any action we want to take?
I don't think we need to.
I agree. I don't think you need to, but I'm going to give you an option. So.
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. With that being said, for the two of you, did you have any questions of the department heads? You heard their reports earlier. Unless you'd like them to go through it again, I'm sure they'd love to.
Yeah, I think definitely need that. I'm just joking.
Okay, great. Anything from the audience? Okay, anything you all would like to give to the council? No? Okay, Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
A couple things I'll let you know of what's going on here once I get back to my calendar. As a reminder, Friday, City Hall is closed for in observance of Good Friday / Easter. Yesterday, I went to the first half of the Northeast Indiana Defense Summit that was hosted by Congressman Banks. Very interesting, a lot of things I didn't know or understand. I think they did a good job of talking about the defense industry and how it is growing in Northeast Indiana. It was interesting to hear of some of the major companies that were saying they're really struggling to attract people to the coast anymore because of the cost of living, and that is creating a flight back to the Midwest where it really kind of originated, if you will. So that was kind of neat. Full disclosure, we are having conversations with the Regional Sewer District regarding Kwesi and the future of that project. Walt is your representative on that Regional Sewer District. Again, no need to have any action or anything on that, but just wanted to let you know there is interest there of them maybe turning over the infrastructure over to us rather than them actually administering it. So Kelly and Mike and I are kind of working through some of that stuff right now.
We have a bid opening tonight at 4:30 on that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Not on that piece that you're referring to, but on other pieces of it.
Okay. Great. As Tom mentioned in his report, we had fire candidate interviews. Felt really good. I don't know, Walt, if you have thoughts, but real well about those two candidates, and feel like they're gonna fit in very well. Rotary Easter Egg Hunt is coming up on Thursday. Hopefully, I'm not stealing your thunder,
no.
Jennifer. That's coming up on Thursday night at the park. Mark, are you aware of that Rotary Easter Egg Hunt's coming
yep.
up? Okay, good. I want to make sure you're aware of that.
6 o'clock.
So.
It'll be over at like 6:15.
Yeah, about 6:15 it'll be done.
Probably quicker than that.
US 30. And actually, Nathan sent out something to the coalition members. Was it all coalition members?
You were there?
Except for Brandon. Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. Is that they are really starting to get some traction on the PEL, on the Planning and Environmental Linkage Study. So that's really good. I will tell you, there is a lot of advocacy happening between the coalition, myself, and Steel Dynamics about really looking at that SDI intersection / maybe two interchanges. They have, I think they said like 1,500 or 1,300, something like that, trucks per day going in and out of that facility. And there's no way they can accommodate that in one interchange. So we are having conversations with both NDOT, the governor's office, and SDI to try to figure out maybe how we can speed that process up for those two areas. We'll kind of see how that goes. Last week, I know I'm going too long, and I apologize. Last week, had a conversation with Kirk Carlson from the Bowen Center. As you know, they're looking at building some services and some buildings out along 205 right there at US 30. He said we're probably a couple years away from that, to not get real antsy about that, but obviously the city does have some interest potentially on that corner building in some way, shape, or form, so we had some conversations about that. Multiple ribbon cuttings, which are great, and I think that's all I have currently. So, early happy Easter day. Walt?
Nothing, sir.
Jennifer?
In addition to the Rotary Easter Egg Hunt, yes. The Rotary is having an auction on May 3rd. I think it all starts at around 5 o'clock. Proceeds raised. This is like the old auctions that used to be.
The old auctions, yes.
And lots of one-of-a-kind items, and it will help Rotary with their different projects in the community, including scholarships. So.
Jenny?
I have nothing.
Okay. So with that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.